As we heard earlier, business, industry, union, welfare, academic leaders will all sit down together in Sydney today. Their aim to reach some common ground on a broad economic reform agenda for Australia. It's a response to what they see as the lack of political will in Canberra to major policy change. But the question is, will the politicians be listening? Shadow Treasurer Chris Bowen joins us now. Chris Bowen, welcome to Breakfast.
Good to be back with you, Fran. Good morning.
Before I come to the National Summit, can I ask you first about China? The Chinese authorities overnight moved to stem the crisis in the share market. They cut interest rates yet again. The Treasurer, Joe Hockey, has said over recent days that he remains upbeat about the outlook for the economy and the outlook in China, frankly. So do business leaders like ANZ's Mike Smith. Do you share their optimism about China?
Well, I do think that we need to keep the current events into perspective, and we need to reassure the Australian people about that. So to that degree, I do agree. I think we need to bear in mind that China is still growing solidly, and it is growing solidly off a much higher base than even a few years ago. So these concerns are about China slowing, but their growth is still very solid compared to the rest of the world. And Chinese growth of, say, 7% adds as much to the world economy and to Australia as Chinese growth of 10%, even just 5 or 6 years ago, because the Chinese economy is so much bigger. And that does need to be very important in our national discussion. And it is the case that the biggest risk for Australia here is a contagion of confidence. And so I join with Treasurer in saying that we need to keep these circumstances in mind and reassure the Australian people that the impact of these sort of changes in global markets does not necessarily flow through to the Australian real economy.
And there you are, joining with the Treasurer, which takes us directly to the notion of this National Reform Summit that's on today. How much of an indictment is it on you and your fellow politicians that leaders from community and business sector feel they need to take the lead in developing an economic reform agenda for the country, because they don't see our politicians doing it?
Well, Fran, I don't accept the premise of that question.
I think that's the reason for the summit, isn't it?
Well, let me answer the question. The summit's a good thing. We welcome it. Bill Shorten's addressing it this morning, and I'd commend his remarks to you. He's going to make a fine contribution to the summit this morning. He's going to be talking about Labor's plans on productivity, science, technology, engineering and maths, what was said about sustainability of tax, superannuation, multinationals. It would be good if the summit also dealt with climate change and renewable energy, because we see that as very important for Australia's future as well. And Bill will be making that point. We'll be making a contribution, and we welcome the summit. I mean, I think the frustration from the business community does arise. We've got the Treasurer who started a tax reform process and then ruled out major changes the day after the tax reform white paper, when we made comments about high-income superannuation, multinational tax, for example, completely ruled those out, completely ruled out other important tax changes which need to be on the table for an important discussion. And so that frustration does emerge. And the fact that this summit is being held, we welcome that. Bill will be participating this morning, and we'll look closely at the results. But if the government does, the government can't reach a consistent story. I mean, we were told the budget emergency and was the biggest priority, and we have to get back to surplus, and we're in danger of becoming Greece. It was all a moral crusade from Joe Hockey, and it was so important. Now we're told this week, don't worry about that, we'll just get tax cuts. That's them today, this week's moral crusade. We must get tax cuts to do with bracket creep. I mean, the Australian people can have no confidence in this Treasurer, because his story changes, his alibi changes on a day-to-day basis.
See, that's the perfect example of what people are concerned about, is that our political leaders get bogged down in taking potshots at each other, and they're not coming up with ideas. And you mentioned tax cuts. Joe Hockey's speech this week, he said we need to have, he promised income tax cuts will be part of the coalition's policies at the next election, and he says that's essential because of bracket creep. Can Australia afford tax cuts to address the issue of bracket creep?
Well, I think you know, if Joe Hockey's fed income, he needs to explain how he's going to pay for these tax cuts.
Of course, but just on this first notion, do you think that is a priority, to address bracket creep income tax cuts?
Well, Fran, if we're going to have a proper discussion, we need to have the costs and benefits on the table. Now, the Treasurer sort of opined about New Zealand's tax system. I mean, we're talking about changes, the Treasurer's flagging changes, which would cost at least $5 billion a year. Mm-hmm. So he's got some options to pay for those. He could have $5 billion a year worth of cuts in expenditure. Well, we saw how the 2014 budget went with his cuts and how he was going to pay for those, and how successful he was, because his cuts were all unfair and badly targeted. He could increase the GST, but of course, Premier Baird's plan is to increase the GST to pay for health costs, not to fund tax cuts. So he's got a conflict there. You can't spend the same dollar twice if he's going to increase the GST. It either pays for health costs or it funds tax cuts, or it could blow up the deficit. Now, I am unclear about which option he is going to pursue. I think he is unclear about which option he's going to pursue. We know he would like to increase the GST, but he's not clear about how he would intend to pay for what are very substantial tax cuts that he is floating.
Are you interested, as the opposition, in helping the government be able to do this, address the issue of bracket creep? And the answer to that seems to be cutting income taxes. Are you interested in helping the government find those savings, or agree to broadening the base of the GST, or agree to not politicise it if we blow out the deficit, if bracket creep, which is an issue of fairness and an issue of productivity in this country, is a key priority? You need to agree that's a priority first.
We've always said when the government has fair and sustainable plans, we'll back them. And there are some things in the last budget we've backed. Well, not everything that we would do exactly that way, but we've said we will back things that we can. We've also been proactive and outlined some plans of our own. High-income superannuation, multinational tax, a cut to expenditure and the government subsidy to polluters, all plans which Bill Shorten and I and the team have laid out. So we'll do both. Where we see a good idea from the government, we'll back it. Where we see a bad idea, we'll oppose it vigorously, as is our job as the opposition, alternative government. We'll also present our own plans.
Okay. Let's look at some specifics. We know it will be in the communique for today's summit. Greater reliance on land tax as a relatively efficient tax base should be considered. Inefficient taxes like stamp duties on insurance and conveyancing should be replaced. Do you agree?
Well, I do think that that's an area which does need to be an important part of the discussion. We've seen the Labor governments in the ACT and South Australia show leadership on this matter. And so a lot of the action, it's not passing the buck to say a lot of the action here is at the state level, but it does need national leadership and the Commonwealth assisting the states. And Andrew Barr and Tom Kitsantonis, two very, very good treasurers, have outlined plans in their own jurisdictions, and they do need to be part of the national discussion.
The statement also says, the communique also says, government income support payments should be appropriately targeted to those who most need them. Do you agree that too many people are getting these payments?
I agree that they should be carefully targeted. I don't agree that with the second part of your question. We have the most targeted welfare system in the world. It's very efficient in terms of wealth transfer and targeting those who need the support most. Now, of course, you can always look at sensible means testing changes. We've done that on some of the government's measures on family tax benefit, for example, and we did it in office as well. So you can always look at something sensible, but we must bear in mind the context that we already do have a highly targeted payment system.
And then there's the GST. Labor has just ruled out any tinkering with the GST, and yet I'm pretty sure that most players at this summit today are going to suggest that the GST is one of the most effective ways to increase tax, and you can put fairness into it. Will you listen if there is uniformity of view on this issue today?
Well, let's go through our views on the GST, Frank, because, again, you're not quite, with respect, 100% accurate in reflecting our position. We've said we don't support an increase. That's our position. We maintain that position because it would be regressive, and if you properly compensate, you eat most of the revenue created. We don't support expanding to health, education and fresh food. Those exemptions are there for a reason. I'm happy to go through those reasons, but you know, we don't have that much time, but those exemptions are there for very, very important public policy reasons. Here in my electorate in Western Sydney, I can tell you how important the exemption for fresh food is. I can tell you how important the exemption for health is and education. So we come to that position for good reason, with good principles. We've said we'll look at the reduction in the threshold, the low value threshold. We understand the reasons that that's being pursued. It is a matter of fairness to small business. I'll talk to the Treasurer about that. We are sympathetic to those aims. We'll have a shadow cabinet process, but we're sympathetic to the aim of giving small business in particular a fair crack in the market, and that will also obviously increase the revenue base for the states. And the Labor states and the Liberal states came together to work with the Commonwealth on that, and we similarly take a constructive approach. Fran, as I said, where there's a good idea, we'll support it, but we'll also do so based on our principles.
Chris Bowen, thank you very much for joining us.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, Frank.
Chris Bowen is the Shadow Treasurer. It's 13 to 8 on Breakfast.